Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of A to Z. I'm one of your hosts, Zero Remsen, and down to my right is Aaron Chase, your other host. A to Z is a show where me and Aaron come together and we talk. The reason we come together is because we work a lot like yin and yang, with him being the yin and me being the yang, him being the realistic, the experiential, the actually in the world, the kind of... not nepotism. What is the N word? Not the N word. Not narcissism. The thing, pessimistic. Pessimistic is what the pessimistic one. And then I'm the happy-go-lucky optimistic one. And together we come, and our base cores are the same, but because of our life experience, we ended up on different sides of the spectrum. So we come together and talk about stuff and share our opinions about the world and things going on. Today we're going to be talking about one of the hot button topics off the jump. Today Aaron's bringing the tragedy that's been up and coming in the news, or not so much in the news as in the people's news. There's the news that like is actually in the media, like Fox, CNN, all the places, the major networks that cover search nihilistic, that's a part of it. But the mainstream news, and then there's the news that everybody on the internet gets. It's like word of mouth. Like you watch a lot of TikToks, or you watch YouTube videos, or you happen upon a blog or a Facebook post that's going around. And recently, one of the most recent things is a tragic thing of the murder of several Asian women by a police officer. That's been was that not it?
He's not a cop. I'll explain what happened if you want.
I'm like, there's definitely a cop involved in one of these.
Yeah,
there's been Asian things, and there was definitely one that was a cop.
Well, I guess that says a lot about this stupid fucking country then, huh? Okay. That we can't even figure out.
You go ahead and fully explain the thing, and I will be informed.
So, to my knowledge, there was a guy, he was about 20, 21, who he claims that he is a sex addict. He would frequent these places. And are you getting a totally different story or something?
Yeah. So what I heard, and now to be fair, this isn't an isolated incident. The problem with one of the things we're talking about is there's a movement, hashtag Stop Asian Hate, where apparently, much like the black community has been dealing with police officers, police brutality, there's been a wave of like people killing Asian people and sweeping it under the rug and not being covered by news outlets. And one of the ones I heard was like somebody, I'm trying to remember who it, like what the name of the person was, but it was an ex-police officer, and they somehow knew an Asian person, and they killed them, and then they did the classic thing where it's like, oh, he had to because situation. I got to look it up. Most of the stuff that I get was from, again, the third hand of, I watched a TikTok that was like, we got to stop this. Here's another one that wasn't covered by the news. Here's another one that wasn't covered by the news.
Well, this one, he was not a cop, to my knowledge. Okay. And he said he had a sex addiction. He then felt that those massage parlors were continuing to feed into his addiction. So he decided to kill the people in the parlors.
Okay. Wait. Hold on. So this was the one that people, the one of the ones that gets pushed is the one where the cop says he was having a bad day. Is that
this guy? Yeah, having a bad day guy. The guy who had a really bad day.
Okay. So just so I'm clear, the massage parlor wasn't a cover up for actually like sexual acts with the dude, like a weird prostitution middle ground where it's like they're not having sex with him, but they do have happy endings, or
I don't know, and I don't think it matters.
I think it's important to get context. It's not as far as like justifying what he did or anything. I'm interested in how he jumped from there to blame for my sex addiction. I know I'm not going to really relate to a crazy, but just so like I get a full picture, is like did the massage parlor actually do any sexual
things? I have no idea.
Okay, I'm going to do some background research because there's a lot.
Yeah, while you're doing that, Nick said so did Joker, and I'm confused, Nick. I think we're getting a lag, but basically, while you're doing the research, yeah, the cop said that he was having a bad day. He's a shucks. He was one of those. It was a Monday on a Tuesday, I guess, and or a Wednesday. I don't know. I can't keep up anymore. But I that happened, and then yesterday something happened that that triggered me, Zero. I'm so triggered.
Okay.
I was riding my skateboard. I'm having my dog pull me, and I was going past a Trump house. But not the like regular conservative Marine flag, one Trump sign. I mean, this house was decked out for months, even after Joker had one bad day. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
It's all coming together, Nick. I go by this guy's house all the time because we would walk in the neighborhood. And as of recent, it looks like that he took down his Trump stuff. He left up his flag or whatever, but he took down his Trump stuff. And I'm going by, and he comes out. I'd never seen him before. Big old smile on his face, waving, talking about the dog. And, oh, you got your dog there. Oh, right. And it's like, I did not start. I respectfully nodded, and I kept going. But, like, fuck this guy. Fuck you. You know? Like, we're not going back to normal. That's not what's happening here. I'm not your fucking buddy. All right, I'm not your friend. We are not good. He's a piece of shit, and this shit that happened with the Asian parlor stuff continues to push that for me, where that cop who was talking about, who said he had a bad day, no, he's a terrorist. He's a fucking terrorist. Why are you softening this? And what they're trying to do is they're trying to go back to normal. They're trying to go back to this place of this place where they can still do shitty things, but we're all busy with our lives, so we're gonna ignore it. And fuck them.
Question: they being ex-Trump supporters, they being white people in general, who's the they?
I'm gonna say they're not ex-Trump supporters. They're still Trump supporters. If Trump comes back in 2024, you know they're voting for him. So I would say.
I think it's one of those, like, I think it was a flash in the pan. I think that he existed in the thing that he existed in, and if the 4 years pass and he comes back, I think there'll be people that'll still rock with him, but I think he was riding the wave of a lot of what he was.
Okay.
And I think he loses some of that on the way out.
I guess
the fact that he doesn't get covered the way that he used to, you know? Like, he's still doing stuff. It's just, again, the media isn't giving him attention. It's very interesting in the internet troll kind of way that it's like, if you've ever been trolled on the internet or, like, messed with, it's very classic bullying, which stands to reason with the whole Trump thing, is like, if you give it attention, that's what fuels the fire and keeps it going. But if you go like, whatever, we're going to go over here, which you couldn't do back when he was the president, obviously you couldn't ignore him.
Right.
But when he's not in that position of power, when he's over there, like, he's still calling us a virus and spurring hate towards us. Yeah, but it's like, he's, again, the over there of it. It's like
right.
Yeah, he's not, when his people aren't, like, always getting the button pressed, then it's like, they not to say there's still people who still rep him, there's still people that still hate, we didn't solve the problem, but it definitely, like, quenches the fire a little bit that we're not like every day, look at this other thing he did, look at this other thing he's doing, look at this. And it's like, it's kind of the Justin Bieber thing where it's like, when people hated Justin Bieber, that's just as good news as when you love Justin Bieber. It's still giving them TMZ and all that stuff money to make because your eyes are going towards it, because you're fueling the fire. They like, and then they is an overarching sentence, but like, people like feeling like victims. People like being the underdog and being, I'm fighting for something, even if it's right or wrong, depending on where you want to fall. And so, like, for those people, the idea that they keep trying to keep him quiet or shut him down or any of that stuff is where they go, no, we're standing up for the guy who doesn't get a voice because we are the oppressed. Like, it's a very meta thing that is always happening with all of those. But it's very interesting when it, like, gets pushed over that way. And again, not to say it's gone at all, but when the attention from it shifts to a new narrative, how, like, I think it's because humans work on a very, our brains are very complicated, but they're also very simple. like, we can only focus on something for so long before a new thing comes up. Like, it's kind of like how the drama jumps from each thing to each thing. Like, there's always, the same tragedies have always been happening. Black Lives Matter didn't fix all of the police brutality that was happening to black people. We just don't talk about it as much as when the movement was strong, you know? Like, when it was the main focus and there were riots and protests, it's still happening. It's just not, like, the main focus right now. And since it shifted, we're focused on the new thing. But that didn't get solved. It just got, like, less in the eyes of the people. You know what I mean?
Yes. It's not really, but my point, it really has nothing to do with Trump. My point is to say that they're trying to go back to this state of what they feel was normal. And I say, fuck that and fuck them.
Okay.
It's that simple, I guess. I could give a fuck if Trump's around or not. I could give a fuck about any of that. These people showed me who they are. They're fucking snakes, and they're my enemy as far as I'm concerned. And I'm not going to go out of my way to start problems with these people because I want to live my life. I want to be happy. And I want it to be clear that this isn't what I think about all day. Like, when we do this, when we do podcasts and we have these discussions, it probably comes off like all day I'm making picket signs and I'm writing the congressman. No, I have shit to do. I meditate. I'm a very calm person throughout the day, but I refuse to accept their fake goddamn crocodile smiles and their waves and their bullshit, because they're not. They haven't changed. They're not going to change. And that was ultimately the point I think I was trying to get to, which is that these people are not going to change. I've given up on these types of white people. They're not going to change. They're bad at their core, as far as I can tell.
Okay. Well, that's fair. I mean, again, I get it. given the experiences that we've heard episodes into, it would not be surprising. Given the experiences that we've seen covered in the news, I absolutely understand it. But yeah. That is fascinating that it is again that weirdness, and I don't know, it's like, where did they, again, I got to do the actual research on this, but I'm interested to know, like, why it, do you think, and again, last thing about it and then we'll shift, but like, do you think the cop thought that way because that guy was white? Like, yes. Why do you think he gave him that?
Because he's white.
Okay, so you think it's a full-on, just, he's a white kid, so white kid gets nice day, like a bad day.
Yes.
Okay.
If you disagree, I'm listening.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know his relation to the kid. I guess if it, like, that's kind of the reason I was like, again, got to do more research, because, like, I could see, you know, that really weird thing, and it's not weird, it makes a lot of sense, where, like, family protects family, like, yeah, regardless of how bad it is.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. It is the, me and Drew, I think, we're talking about this, that, like, tribe mentality still exists in most of us.
Yeah.
And if not all of us, and whatever tribe you're deciding to back, whether it be, like your tribe identity, it's like an identity tribe. It's like, I identify as a black person. I identify as a trans person. I identify as a white man. I identify as a rich person. Whatever you identify as, rock with, is the tribe that you'll protect, like your family. Like if you're not your mom, a family member that you like. Let's go. What's the worst thing that you think your girlfriend could do and you would still rock with her? Like that you would be like, that's bad, but like, I'm like, do, if your girl came home with like hard drugs, like hard heroin, I'm dealing in the streets, this is what I do, do you still rock with her? Do you keep it hidden and just go, okay, that's your business, I'm gonna stay out of your way, you do you? Or do you go, I can't be in this environment, I gotta go? Or do you turn her in?
That's an incredibly oversimplified example, but if I'm to work with it, first off, no, yeah, I would not turn her in.
You're not going to tell her your girlfriend?
Nah. I think all drugs should be legal, so...
Oh, okay. All yeah. right. Okay.
You didn't know that?
That's an interesting point. Okay, why?
Every single drug should be legal. If guns If guns are legal?
Okay.
If you can go into a parlor filled with people, innocent bystanders, and mow them down, I can't take a hit of some fucking Oxycontin or ecstasy? No,
because guns aren't addictive in nature. Guns
well, clearly white people are addicted to them. They sure love killing people.
Nick's calling me a snitch in the chat, and you're not wrong. You're absolutely right. I'm fully a snitch. I rep team snitch.
Yeah, because drugs are... Okay, well, alcohol's addictive.
Alcohol is addictive. I agree. I think that we absolutely...
Should make it illegal.
We should have kept with prohibition, but people didn't want to keep with prohibition. So we allowed it because people are going to do what they want to do.
Wait. You think that we should have kept prohibition?
Yeah, we should have kept prohibition.
Zero.
What?
You're wrong.
How am I wrong?
Because it's a matter of being able to choose. It's a matter of choosing if you want to do something or not. Also, that makes cartels and we need gun rehab. No, we just need to take guns from white people. No offense, Nick.
Okay, your thing different from the alcohol thing?
What?
How is your thing, how is the gun thing different from the alcohol thing? They're both things you want to do.
Yeah.
And people are allowed to do because if we make them stop doing it, they're going to go underground.
Yeah, no, I'm joking about the guns. I think that, yeah, that's fine. They're here too. I think that if you're not fucking with people, do whatever you want. Like, if you have a gun.
And this is where me and my friend group have a hard distinction. And this is where I start to fall into a very niche pocket and where I will probably get canceled. Where I fall is, I genuinely believe it is your responsibility to others to stop them from doing things. That the idea, the overarching idea that, like, as long as they're not hurting others, they can do whatever. I'm like, no, you can't. Uh-oh, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, a circle popped up, and I thought you, like, glitched out.
Wait. Nick is making arguments. Prohibition was about government taxes, nothing to do with alcohol being bad for people. Yeah, it's because the government doesn't give a fuck about people, and
That's what I'm saying. I'm doing it from the you should not be poisoning yourself place.
Right, but I have the choice to poison myself or not.
Exactly, and I'm saying we shouldn't be allowing that because you wanna poison yourself. I should know. Why is suicide not okay?
It is okay.
Suicide is not okay.
Yeah, if you want to kill yourself, you should be able to kill yourself.
Okay, now we're really on the opposite ends of the spectrum.
Okay.
So you're pro, you can take your own life if you want to take your own life.
Yeah, there's consequence to it, and I think it's sad and it's not okay.
You died, which is what you wanted.
Yeah.
That's not a consequence. You got what you wanted. That's what you wanted.
I'm going to slow down the hyperbolic joking part about this and speak on it genuinely for a second. Just so we're on the same page.
I'm
going to
go the other way and I'm going to go more hyperbolic.
Okay. All right. Guns. Are you fucking with people? Wait, should the government ban sugary drinks?
I wouldn't like if they banned sugary drinks, but they probably should.
That's the slippery slope, like taking away soda, candy, junk food. Nick's all about that Coke. Nick's all about that Coke.
You didn't know Nick Laney's a fiend? I'm saying, yes. The sad part is you keep going down the ladder of, like, wants, and the answer to all of your question is, yes, you shouldn't be doing that, but you want to do that. All of those things are – Trevor told me to shut up.
I got this, Trevor. I'll wait till he's done. Go ahead, Zero.
Just because you don't want to doesn't make it for my cold head hands. Cold dead hands. Oh, he can't. He's not going to give up candy and sugar and sugary drinks. Yeah, because you're addicted. Caffeine is another drug that's just legal and not stigmatized.
So in the world of Zero, we're all walking around like Jehovah's Witnesses wearing ties and having paper clips and notebooks.
I didn't say all that.
Okay.
I thought you were going to stop being hyperbolic and be genuine with me, and now you're saying that
I want... Let me be genuine, Zero. Let me be genuine.
I'm gonna keep going hyperbolic.
Okay.
Try to stop me.
Okay. Is it with anything. Fucking Zero, don't go easy on Aaron just because he's wearing glasses now.
He's fooled me with these glasses. He's lulled me into a false sense of security.
What it is, I've now grown past Zero's intelligence through putting the glasses on. I can see through the matrix.
All I have is this comb, and it doesn't make me more intelligent to put it in my hair like
that. So no, I mean, it's none of my goddamn business if I'm not... If you became addicted to cocaine, I would absolutely step in as your friend. I would talk to you. I would try to get you help. We would have discussions. I would do everything I could. But...
No, I'll let you finish.
But at a certain point, if you start stealing my TV to go buy more coke, if you stab a guy, start sucking dick in the back alley, and you're just...
Hey, well, if I want to suck, that's a whole different thing.
Sure.
That doesn't affect you at all if I want to suck for cocaine.
At a certain point, I would have to say, okay, Zero, you're going to do what you're going to do. My mom is a good example of that. At a certain point, I have to say, all right, she's just going to do what she's going to do, and I have to let go of this. So, right. And if you died from cocaine, that doesn't mean that it doesn't affect me emotionally. Absolutely. But to say that because you can't handle cocaine means that someone else can't handle it, or sugary drinks, or a gun, is fucked up. And it's none of my goddamn business, as long as you're not fucking with people. And the problem is... White people. All right.
Go ahead. Okay. Good wrap up. What have we learned from Aaron? It's always white people. You hear that, Nick and Trevor? I don't have to listen to you.
It's white people or my mom. One of the two.
One of those two are the source of all of Aaron's hate. And I understand it. I always go back and forth on these issues because I want people to be happy. And I want people to live their best life, whatever that is for them. And so there's the part of me that leans towards what you're saying, which is, yeah, if they're doing them, I shouldn't have that attachment that it's like, oh, it's bad for me, therefore it's bad for them. That putting my ideas and things on them is wrong. That they can be happy and it has nothing to do with any of that. That's a totally different thing. Then there's the part of me that's like, again, the addiction part of the part of me that's like, just because you want it does not make it good, does not make it okay, does not make it, oh, that's fine. Like, because you want it, I shouldn't say anything because it's not hurting me directly. Because it's not affecting me directly, I should look the other way because it's not my problem.
You're welcome to say something, but to enact laws to say sugar is bad for you, therefore we're going to take Nick Laney's coke away, is not okay. Nick Laney deserves to drink all of the coke, all of the Pepsi. He gets the Fantas, the Sprites, whatever. Nick, you drink whatever the fuck you want to drink, and don't listen to Zero's goddamn fallacies.
Yeah, and I am on the opposite. I think we have tried that. I think we gave people freedom and they messed it up. I think that freedom is the reason we're here, and freedom is the reason that we will go further down, and they will absolutely destroy themselves with, like, a classroom of children. If you just go, everybody do whatever you want, I'll switch to Dr. Pepper and I'll take that too.
It's like, but should they go to jail for something that doesn't hurt other people, possibly for life? Absolutely not. I mean, the guy that killed those people, yeah, go fuck him, but...
Hold on. What's the question? Should they go to jail for something that doesn't hurt other people, possibly for a lifetime?
That's how our system deals with drug addicts, is they put them in jail, and it's fucked up, and it's not helping.
Okay. Lifetime, no. I would say people are willing... People are able to change. I give into the idea that people are able to change. But...
Oh, my God, Zero.
You cannot be allowed to do whatever you want to do. I'm sorry.
Wait. So what do you mean you can't be allowed to do whatever you want to do? What do you mean?
You can't be allowed to do whatever you want to do just because you aren't hurting anybody else.
Why?
Just because you keep it to yourself doesn't make it good.
I never said it was good, but why can't you do whatever you want to do if you're not fucking with other people?
Because it is detrimental to you.
Yep, that's bad. But why can't you, like, you can't, well, hold on.
Everybody's got an opinion about this one. This is the most interaction we've gotten.
You can't control what the justice system does to them.
I'm doing very dictator talk here.
Yeah, you are. Okay, marijuana. That is a drug. Drug addicts should go to rehab at the very least. Once someone has gone to prison, they're marked for life. And goddamn, Nick, we're on the same page with that.
Surprise. Nick Laney's educated.
Nick Laney is super leftist, and he doesn't even realize it. But I'm saying, if I'm smoking marijuana, Zero, if hypothetically, in a another universe.
Some world where you smoke weed.
Right. Obviously, impossible. Not even on our radar here. But if I were to smoke weed, do I deserve to go to jail?
Do you deserve to go to jail for smoking weed?
Yep, that is bad for me. It hurts my lungs. It kills my brain cells. I'm sure it does something to my testicles that I'm unaware of.
If I'm being genuinely serious about what we're talking about, and I'm not being hyperbolic,
okay.
No, I don't think you should go to jail. But I do think... I do think there is something to be said about the escapism of that. For me, it's not a matter of like... It's not a matter of you, again, there's nothing wrong with wanting to feel good. There's nothing wrong with doing, like, again, I put weed at the same level as sugary drinks. I put it at the same level as eating like a cake. I don't really believe you should go to jail for that. I don't think you should be removed from society. But I do think there's something to be said that, like, those deeper inner core issues that make you want, desire, need the weed, is one of the things that gets overlooked because we could so easily just smoke weed. Because it's way easier to just smoke weed, eat the piece of cake or whatever, than it is to deal with your personal demons. When you could get to a place that you don't even desire weed. Like there's a higher level. There's a higher level than like, this will make me feel good right now. And that's, I don't know how to properly enact that without it becoming like, give me that, get in jail, you.
So like, here's how you enact that, in my opinion.
Okay.
You say, here are drug rehabilitation centers.
Okay.
And then you say, do you want to quit marijuana? Go here. Do you not want to quit marijuana? All right. Until you're ready, until you've learned that you should not be smoking marijuana, you're going to have to do what you're going to have to do. Did you steal money to get the marijuana? You go to jail now. You stole money from someone. You fucked with someone. Right. Now you go to jail.
And this is where we get into, have you ever seen The Giver?
No.
Have you ever read the book, The Giver?
Oh, I'm not Mexican.
Okay. So have you ever, A Brave New World?
Zero, I'm not Mexican.
Have you seen any fictional representation of Utopia, right?
Yeah.
Okay. In every version of Utopia, freedom is lost.
Okay.
I believe in utopia, and I think we can get there, but we have to sacrifice levels of freedom to get there.
Okay.
And so for me, I can't find the exact middle ground between, like, essentially all I know is that you don't get to choose to go to rehab.
Those are dystopian, says Carly.
By a certain way of thinking about it.
Oh, my Zero.
About it a certain way, it's dystopian. But if you go to the higher place, I've been talking to my third eye. Oh, yeah. I was in
shackles.
I'm not supposed to see those as utopian. Yes, I know A Brave New World isn't utopian. It ends in suicide. I know The Giver is the dystopian. I know that those are bad examples. But I'm saying utopia as like in the mind of what I can comprehend on this earth, in a world where we are happy the way we're supposed to be happy, then it's a higher level than where we're at. And your actual happiness is not in, I get to do what I want. Your actual happiness is in a higher place of like, okay, yes, I gave up. It's like you're in a relationship. It's like, in a relationship, are you happier with your partner? More times than not, if you're in a good one, you would say yes. But you sacrifice a lot of your own personal freedoms to maintain staying in that relationship, because that is the agreement you made. For yes. me, utopia works like that. You are sacrificing parts of your freedom so that we can be happier on a higher level. What do you do with the people who refuse to give up their freedom, though? Listen, we don't got to talk about that, Trevor. We don't got to go down those roads. We don't got to talk about what happened.
Zero, honestly, I don't even know how we got here. All I was saying in the beginning was that I don't expect white people to change.
And I think you know how we got here.
So what was your... Because I will go in circles forever. What was your thing that you were going to bring up?
Oh, my actual thing? Okay, so fully off of that, in a totally different version, talking about freedom and everything you can do and stop Asian hate, TikTok in general. Jeez Louise, nobody told me how amazingly bad and good it is. I have consistently been falling down this, it's getting bad, rabbit hole, where I get on TikTok and I think I'm going to watch like 2 videos, and then 3 hours pass and I'm just in a whole nother world.
Yeah.
And it's like, it goes and it hits, it's like, and I know it's designed to do this, which also creeps me out because I feel my buttons getting pressed. But usually when my buttons are getting pressed, I can like stop it. I can go, oh, that's, I feel them doing that to me. Okay, I'm going to go now. But with this one, they're so fast and like exactly what I want. And they'll take me to like, so like I felt every extreme emotion while mm-hmm. I go really happy to like sad to like confused and curious to like horny to like weirded out. And it's like back to back. And the algorithm is only more figuring out who I am.
Yeah.
And like the more it figures out who I am, the harder it is for me to pull out of the rabbit hole. And I'm both terrified and amazed.
Yeah.
The part that's terrifying is that they can do that. That they could simplify me down to the point where I'm almost never getting anything I don't want to see. Like, everything is a part of, like, oh, if it didn't hit me here, it hits me here. And again, the inability to stop myself from being on TikTok. Then there's the amazing part where it's like, people are great. Like, people are freaking sick. Like, I've learned so much from TikTok.
Yeah.
I've been genuinely, like, cry laughing from TikTok. I've been, like, moved by TikTok, like so much on there. Like me and my friends were talking about this one thing, and like it starts silly, but then it gets real. Like there's this TikTok trend slash thing that happened, right? Where this girl got on and she was like, it was just her in her bed, and she was clearly being goofy. Clearly it was a goof. She went, hey, what's something that you think looks like Zero needs to go to jail for his TikTok addiction? I mean, you're right. You're right. It's like the thing was she said, what do you think is a thing? Oh, what is something that you know that feels illegal to know but isn't? And people started like at first it was like a joke, but yeah. Then people started giving like legitimate advice on how to get through life stuff.
Yeah.
Like this dude, and there's like compilations, like 9-minute long compilations of people just sharing knowledge that they know about mm-hmm. like these weird loopholes about how to make ridiculous amounts of money, how to spend that money to make more money, how to get out of traffic tickets, how to like live up, how to get stuff for free, how to get stuff kind of on a very low end, like weird backwards loop. It's just, it was this amazing resource that I found off of the joke. And yeah. I was like, this is insane. And it's like this beautiful, gross amalgamation of like what humans do for each other and why it is a beautiful thing that we connect and come from different cultures. That it's like, I would never have known what I knew if I didn't have that, you know?
Yes. I also have another thing, actually, when we're done with this thing.
Okay. Does it have, is it at all, is it related?
Sort of. It connects, and it's a positive thing.
Okay. Okay. But yeah, I was just amazed that TikTok, essentially, this is just, I wanted to gush about TikTok.
TikTok is, it can do that. It can really, like, TikTok made me feel, this is going to be so sentimental, Zero. TikTok made me feel less alone. Because the algorithm sent me down the weird artistic black people rabbit hole. Yeah. Where I was like, where the fuck were y'all in high school? Why weren't we all friends? Yeah. And so I know what you mean.
I'm down the weeb anime TikTok rabbit hole where I just keep getting weeb stuff and I love it so much.
Did you go down the Buss It challenge rabbit hole?
No, that's the other thing. I was talking to Drew about this. It's also interesting to see everybody, because the algorithm is tailoring itself to you to put you into those rabbit holes that are you. Everyone's experience on TikTok is so different, but then everybody will, there will be one that comes to the front because the algorithm's still trying to figure me out. It'll throw me some stuff that's like, that's not been my experience on TikTok. Like I'll get like, do you know what MGTOW is?
What is it?
MGTOW, men going their own way. It's Red Pill.
You mean the type of guy that murdered the Asian women?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll get those guys. Like you're just like really hurt men. That I mean, some of them have actual legitimate things to say, and I rock with what they say. But then other times it's like every girl on here is just looking for attention and like twerking and doing. I'm like, I haven't seen a twerk or a busted video like in months.
Yeah.
Like the algorithm knows I don't care about that. And so it doesn't give me that. And so even though it's a trend, it's like not for me. And it's interesting how much like it's a meta argument that it's like you get that because you want that. Like you're getting the thing that you don't like because you're watching the thing that you don't like. And it's giving you more of the thing you don't like.
But like you said, it's tapping in, it's pushing those buttons on purpose so you can even feel yourself knowing that you should stop and you don't do it. So imagine someone who hasn't had that self-awareness, which will lead me into a thing. You ready, Zero?
Okay. All right. Okay.
One of the ways I actually stop scrolling on TikTok a lot, I kind of let go of that addiction because I'm better than you and I'm a part of the utopia.
That's fair. Okay. You are. I appreciate it. For us all to become you one day.
If only. I'll just change up your mothering lifestyle and you'll experience it. But I asked last Thursday, so like I think last week Friday, I asked Ernesto for some comedy advice, and he suggested to do essentially sensory meditation. So have you heard of this?
You told me about this, yeah.
Okay.
I'm thinking about going to like one of those places in LA or California. They have like a specific place that does that to you. That like it, they put you in this like, I think it's like a tube or like a, it's like a tanning bed, but it's full of water and it suspends you just floating.
Sensory deprivation.
Deprivation. Yeah. That's what
mine is the opposite, where you take in your senses a little more It has been really helpful, and I mean, I can't say it's been helpful for comedy yet because I need to put it on stage, but it's been really helpful with, like, my head movies adding another dimension to it. Hmm. So, like, you know, a regular movie, then a 3D movie?
Yes.
It was kind of like I went from a regular movie to a 3D movie, and now I'm in 4D, where they have the air that comes in, and they, if you're like, if there's rats on the floor, they spray shit on the floor, there's smell. And I'm able to better articulate and describe experiences because I'm actually thinking about those senses. And it was a way I also got off of TikTok more, because now I really enjoy sitting outside on the front porch, not saying anything, and just taking in my senses. I didn't realize I was ignoring that, if that makes any sense.
No, that makes a lot of sense. Also, you are really becoming that joke that you make. the old man joke that you have is like porch and just watching the world. Yeah. That's old man stuff. But
I'm really becoming the old, like, I for real am. And it's fine. I actually like it. It's weird. It's a way, it's a far more comfortable, happy, calm experience to be you, essentially.
Yeah, and that's good. Again, I think, again, higher level. I think that is where, again, I'm not anti-technology and I'm not anti-TikTok. I just gushed about how it's amazing. But I do think it is a balance. I do think it is a level of, you do have to learn that self-control. You do have to go, okay, that's the cutoff. And now I'm going to go do the opposite of that to keep it balanced so that you don't just end up like zombie. Because again, you just lose huge sections of your day by doing that. And not that you can't get lost in the same way sitting on your porch, but there does feel like it's like a dirty high, like the dirty high of TikTok versus like going on a good walk. And it's like being in the world does feel like you're less, I can't put it into words, but it is that more present energy. It feels better on a like when I get out of TikTok, I feel like I am in this weird haze that I have to re-wake up to the world. But when I get done with like a walk or like doing a deep meditation, I feel like I'm more in the world. Like I want to give more to others. I want to spread this feeling that I have.
When did you start doing meditation?
The meditation that I was talking about. The last episode we talked about this. I've been doing meditation in a meta way where it's like, I personally don't call it that, but I think everybody else calls it that, and I understand because it falls in that same umbrella. But it is the same thing that you're talking about. It's sitting alone with myself, letting my thoughts kind of stop. It's a combination. Sometimes I let my thoughts fully take me down the rabbit hole of like figuring out my inner turmoil. Other times I just like let it go empty, and I just let myself breathe and feel and hear and all that stuff. But like, yeah, I've been doing it for about solidly, like on purpose with active intent, a month now, almost a month.
How you feel after a month?
After a month, I feel pretty good. It's different. It's this weird. There's a shift. It's a weird shift. For a while there was like this, the darkness of it, right? So when you first start doing it, or at least for me, there's like this high, low, low. So like you'll have a meditation moment or like a moment with yourself and you're like, man, this feels good. Man, this is nice. And then it'll like, okay, and now I'm done meditating and all the darkness will seep in. Like as if you like push the waters to the side, and then once you stopped meditating, all of it comes back in and it like splashes up and gushes out. And so like I would have highs where I'm like, man, I'm really here. I'm like really feeling it, yeah, smiling, like I'm just not even thinking, just kind of doing me. And then it'll go like, hey, but like you notice how like you're alone and like nobody else is like here with you and you're gonna be probably for a long time, and it's like, what? And then like all this, like, have you ever thought of like why? And then like all the voices and all the thoughts come in and you're like, "Ooh, okay, all right." And then you have to sit with that and let those go out the same way that you let them go out the first time. And then you start kind of or at least for me, I started desperately clinging to like using it like a technique as opposed to just doing it. So it's like I would start to feel any anxiety and I'd be like, oh, time to do the meditation thing. Do a deep breath. This is what's going to stop the bad feelings. And then when it doesn't immediately stop the bad feeling, I'm like, I got to do it harder. I got to go harder with the meditation. And it's like, no, you just got to feel whatever you're feeling. Let that go out of you. Blah, whatever, all the stuff. But overall, yeah, I would think it's definitely, not to be this guy, but it's definitely opened my mind in a different way than I used to think. Like definitely the way I interact with stuff is different.
Is this your person who's saying what's good?
Paul Kulo. I do not remember them if they are.
Are you a zero person or an Aaron person? I guess.
You don't know me. Really weird question.
Right. That's good. I know. I get it. It's so hard to describe. And I think the especially weird part is that, you know, and I'll speak for myself. Tell me if you relate to this.
Okay.
Right now with the in beginning of quarantine, when I started working on all of this shit, I pick a side. I feel like Nick Laney's a Sith.
Yeah.
I feel like he's got a red lightsaber in his trunk or something.
If he's a Sith, he only recently transferred over because
we're getting dark Nick leather jacket Lanny.
Leather jacket, definitely one of my favorite transfer men. I know it's an era, and I know it will end at some point, but leather jacket Nick kills me.
Yeah. Also, that's actually, it's an era. So like the beginning of quarantine, I went through a point, right? And I remember a clarity that was starting to happen. I remember feeling less angry as time went on. And I was like, fuck, how did I not realize this? And then it went from that to a better understanding of meditation. And then I was able to get even more calm and clear throughout the day. And I was like, fuck, how did I not realize this? And now I'm doing the sensory thing. And I'm like, fuck, how did I not realize this? And yeah. I know, and it's so weird because there's these blinders that you just don't have like peeled off yet. I know whenever I get a little better at the sensory thing, a new thing is going to come up and I'm going to be like, fuck, why didn't I realize this? So.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a very meta. It's hard. It's a weird thing where it's like all the self-help and all that stuff has always existed. And it's not like we discovered a new science. It's like, there's millions of people. It's a whole industry and it's mega. It's a big thing, but it's also the thing of like, when you do realize it, when you do start dabbling into it, it's like what you're saying. It's like, oh, like you keep coming to realizations that it's like, I didn't realize that was a thing in me.
Yeah.
I didn't realize these things. There were certain things that like you didn't even know were affecting you. That like one of the most meta things that I've been through with mine is like the whole time thinking you're okay. I think that's the biggest trick of it. The biggest trick is that most people, if not all people, think that they're fine. Like you think you're okay. Even if you're down bad, even if times are really rough, even if your situation looks tragic, even if your life is just like normal. Like Nick thinks he's okay.
He's not.
But like that's the thing. It's like he's over there. And he's like, yeah, I got my problems, and everybody's got their problems, and that's not even the beginning. that's like what everybody gets to innately from living a life is like, yeah, I've accepted that I have problems, and everyone else has problems. But then, like, the next thing is realizing that, like, oh, I should actually work on those and not just be okay with them. And then the next thing is like, oh, it's okay to be okay with those things, but it has to come from a different place than where I'm coming from.
And it just keeps going and going.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like an end.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
it's funny with like this. I know that I present the white people thing. Let me, taking the joke away, speaking genuinely.
Oh, too bad we're out of time. Guys, this has been...
good cliffhanger, though.
Speaking generally, just cut him off.
But I taking away the initial knee-jerk anger that comes from me, when I take a second and I go deeper in it, it is a letting go of, like, what they do. It's going past that guy. I was very angry at first, and then I continued riding along with my girlfriend and my dog, and I was okay until I brought it up again. Then I got angry at first. Then I settled into it. I'm like, it's fine. It's like that guy, I think what's frustrating is that guy doesn't realize it. And when you see somebody who, and this is going to make me sound like I'm up my own ass here, I know. Please know that I know I'm not like an enlightened one. I can just tell when someone is not at all working on themselves.
Right.
Is not questioning any of their decisions, is not doesn't think to himself, I'm smiling at this young black kid who's going by, and yet I'm so, I know I'm going to go home and call him a nigger later. Like, there's no thought process there, and that is, it's not weird. It's not weird, because it's a blind spot. But it is, it's like disappointing.
Yeah. So, yeah, it is, again, the meta of self-acceptance is that you're also accepting others, you're accepting things as they are, but it's also like, again, it is letting go of, it's interesting, again, to me, it's like the interesting that like all of it's connected, that like in what you're saying is like that accepting that that is what that is also admitting to yourself that you can't control that, that no matter what you do, it's like, a part of it, as again, I always, at least this is where my journey has taken me, is because for me, a lot of the big epiphanies are like that my niceness is a brush over coat hiding the darkness underneath it. And the nice level of that is like, oh, I want the world to be better. I want the world to be good. Why can't this person understand that they're not being okay? They're being horrible, actually. And if they could just wake up, then we wouldn't have a lot of the atrocities and horrible things in this world. But the dark level underneath that is like, why can't he do what I do? Why can't he be woke like me? Why can't he do that? And it is the, like, nobody's a bad guy for having any of those things. Like, it's just, again, like, we are all born, and especially, again, we could get into this talk, but we don't have enough time. But our specific society, the way that we're raised up, doesn't exactly promote self-awareness, self-help, and being okay with yourself, being centered, being in the moment, because you don't, the problem is, if capitalism is based on you buying things, you have to buy things. If you learn that you don't need things to be happy, you're not going to want to buy anything. So it doesn't promote you trying to go out and like, hey, be self-actualized.
You know what's funny, though? I think that capitalism can, if you just dial it down a bit. For instance, I bought this electric skateboard. I don't know if I told you about that. Oh, I bought an electric skateboard. Man, I didn't realize I needed a chill hobby like this. I needed a hobby that wasn't staring at a screen, writing jokes and performing, or doing whatever, masturbating, whatever crazy shit. Like, I love the electric skateboard. I love just gliding and feeling like I'm surfing on the street. It's amazing. And I bought it. Capitalism.
Yeah.
And it makes me happy. But it's like, if you dial capitalism down a little bit, if you make it so that sociopaths can't take over the world with coal and like railroads and shit, then you have a really reasonable society.
Yeah. And to link it back to another conversation we were having, to wrap it up real quick, because we got 5 minutes. In the same way that the capitalism thing is kind of the same way with the whole candy thing. Yeah, you can have candy. Candy's fine. Like, it's not going to destroy you. It's fine. Like, is it the best thing for you? No. But in moderation, you're okay. And candy isn't innately evil because it exists. But it is that thing where, like, when it does have qualities within it that push towards the negative, then you do have to show some self-control, get some risks on that. So I agree. Capitalism isn't bad in and of itself. It's just, there has to be some limits. Otherwise, everything gets out of control and it falls apart on itself, as we've seen. But, guys, this has been A to Z. So appreciate those of you that stuck around and watched the entire thing. We do this. When we do this and it gets uploaded to the Buddy System Comedy YouTube channel. So if you want to watch any of the episodes of us doing this, you're probably already watching this like on there. So all the rest of the episodes are on the YouTube page. You can find Aaron Chase at Aaron Chase 91 on TikTok, Instagram. I don't know if you have a Twitter, but that's where you can find him. He has a tattoo on his leg. I am Zero Remsen. You can find me at @0_KRAnime on Instagram. You can find me at @0_KRAnime on TikTok. And then you can find me on YouTube by just Googling Zero Remsen. So, stay up on that. We appreciate you guys coming out. Lates.